The following podcast is an Embassy Row production.
Braxton Clemens.
Eitan Levine.
You know, our first episode 6.5 years ago was...
Six and a half years.
It's been 6.5 seasons strong of NYC is Dead. Our first episode was about dating in the city, and we recorded it in the middle of the pandemic where the CDC was still making people not kiss each other.
Yeah.
They specifically, at that point, they had recently released a statement that said that rimming, so like, and that's their words, not mine, rimming was not a thing you should do because of coronavirus.
Yeah.
Real unsexy time in New York.
It was a real unsexy time. And then also, it was our first episode. We were figuring out kinks. We were interviewing people in a park. Remember, we got pelted by snowballs?
Oh, that's right. You know what's crazy? We're literally recording this in the middle of, like, a national heat wave. And the first podcast we recorded for this was asking people about dating while there was snow on the ground and while, like, teens were throwing snowballs at us.
Yeah.
One of our people we interviewed got in a fight with the person who was throwing the snowballs. So it was a wild time. So, you know, this summer has been labeled hot vax summer. It's been labeled the summer of sex in the city. Everyone's, you know, this is such an overused phrase at this point, but waxed, vaxed, and ready to
freaking go for it. But the real question, Eitan, is did they do it? I've been in a lot of shows recently, and you know how comedians ask, like, oh, who's single? Not that many people have been raising their hands and clapping.
There is this whole big, like, two competing forces of people who got into anxiety relationships or, like, decided, no, I want to be with someone during Corona. And then there's this, like, myth or this, like, cultural movement where, like, this summer you're supposed to go hook up with as many people as possible. And it's very hard to tell which one is true. Like, are people hooking up like there's no tomorrow? Like, they just got back from World War II. It's after VOJ Day. Or... is everyone super monogamous now because they don't want to spend the rest of their lives or another pandemic alone?
And so I think that this week we should take those questions to the streets of New York, Eitan.
That's right. We this episode, instead of doing our standard two-interview, the two-prong approach, the old NYC two-step is what they know it on the internet as. The double shot is what it's known on Reddit. And
the shuffle duffle is what
the
they know
the shuffle duffle on Quibi is what they know us. So instead of interviewing people about a specific industry, we went right back to where we started our podcast in Washington Square Park in New York to talk to some people. And I will say, just for those of you who don't know, Washington Square Park is right now every night an orgy.
It is the show Sex Life. It is Skins. It is Euphoria.
Because NYU is right there.
And a GNC is also right there.
That's the whole thing about it. It's NYU, rich NYU kids, and then everyone off of the West 4th Street stop. Very different demographics that meet each other and just, like, turn Washington Square into this, like, weird, like, sex bazaar. I don't know. It's crazy. But we went down there to talk to people to kind of get a feel. Like, is this the summer of hooking up, or is this the summer where everyone's in a monogamous, loving relationship?
So let's find out.
My name is Eitan Levine. I am a comedian and writer from New York. I've written for the New York Times and Amazon, and I'm not having a hot vac summer. I'm having a hot sax summer. That's right. Jazz music all summer, baby.
I'm Drexen Clemens, comedian, writer, commentator on BuzzFeed. I'm having a hot tax summer because I owe the government a lot of money that I haven't paid back in unemployment.
This is NYC is Dead, a podcast focused on proving how alive this city actually is. Every week, we speak with New Yorkers that have direct influence and insight into the industries that this city is famous for and hear how it's changed in the wake of 2020.
At the end of each episode, we'll get a little closer to answering the question, is NYC dead?
I don't live here, actually. I'm visiting for the summer.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, just staying here. First time in New York.
I go to school in California, but it was all online, so I decided to move here for the year and do classes online.
Are you going back to California?
Yes, I will, in like a month.
Are you going to miss New York?
I will. I very much will. But I'm also a California girl at my heart.
Yeah, California is like the worst place.
No, California.
You guys have no water.
Yeah.
Okay, we do. It's just
the water here is dirty.
Your traffic is terrible.
Okay. No,
the clean is fresh water in the country from the glacier above the Bronx.
You know what I like the most about New York? It isn't on fire. And as someone that likes living not in the middle of a fire, I really appreciate that.
Okay, but we're coastal. We're coastal, so the water protects us.
Oh, we also are coastal. Our water has needles in it, and that protects us.
And if you can survive a needle attack in the Hudson, you can survive.
There's more than one way to make a Godzilla. Also, aren't you guys like two earthquakes away from being wiped off the map?
Okay, first of all, there aren't earthquakes where we live. That's San Francisco.
We're not near the center.
Where are you guys? Where?
It's called Monterey Bay.
All right. First question, so you guys have been here during the summer, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so obviously people know this summer is hot vac summer. Everyone's been locked up inside and just horny for a year. This summer lived up to the title hot vac summer?
No.
I would have to say no.
Why not?
Because the men here are horrible.
Something's in the water in New York City.
Something's in the water. Not needles.
Explain
it.
Explain.
I just say entitled for how unattractive they are.
Whoa.
They have some serious balls here. That's all I have to say.
Be more specific.
Virtual balls. Yeah. Explain the story.
Balls. Yeah, explain.
Jackson, there's a story.
I'm
here for the story.
I was talking to this guy on a dating app, and he asked me to hang out, and I was like, oh, yeah, sure. And we decided to hang out, and we FaceTimed that morning, and then he's like, oh, I'll text you later in the day when I'm done doing my laundry. But being the stoner that he was, he fell asleep and then didn't call me until 12 in the morning that night when he was probably drunk.
Oh, the old classic, doing the laundry.
And then got too high and fell asleep.
Well, that's nice.
Always the laundry.
That's pretty, no second date?
No, there was not even a first date.
But a FaceTime.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the worst thing that happened this year for it?
Well, I've only been here for like a month, so I can't say too much, but I don't see many good options is all I have to say.
Wow.
Got it.
What about you?
Okay, I haven't actually gone on a date, like a true date, in my entire time here.
Really?
Yes.
Fake dates.
I've gone on Hinge chats, and I've chatted with people up until the point where it was like, are you trying to, like, I'm trying to, like, get off the platform, like, get their number, get a whatever, like Instagram. And then we get to that point, and then they just stop responding. Or they like me on it, like, they give me a like. I say something, hey, what's up? Ghost. And I'm just like...
Wait, if you don't mind me asking, how old are both of you?
We're 22.
Yeah.
Okay, I was about to say, these sound like college issues.
Yeah, this isn't real men follow through on Hinge, okay?
I don't know what
if you're 33 on Hinge, it's a lifeline.
You're looking for marriage.
You're looking to make sure your last name lives on into the next generation in your 30s. Can you see some of your Hinge conversations? Is that cool?
Yeah.
Let's see what happened in this.
Definitely.
Let's see.
Okay, so I'm like... I actually make the move here. I'm like, was wondering if you wanted to do something, right? And he's like, oh, yeah, what are you thinking? I'm like, I'm really up for anything. Maybe, like, walk around, yada, yada, yada. And so he's like, later this week. And I'm like, yeah, perfect. And I like to set dates. I'm like, if you're interested.
He hasn't asked you for his number yet at this point.
Yeah. No, this is all on Hinge. I don't like talking on the Hinge platform,
personally. You get four lines from me, and then it's either I get your number or I move on with my life.
Yeah, I agree. And so I'm like, I'm kind of busy through the week, but does Sunday work? And he goes, yeah, maybe we should get back in touch later in the week and organize. I'm bad at making plans in advance. One of my few weaknesses. And I'm like, haha, okay. And then he just never said anything.
Have your friends been experiencing this? How has your friends' hot vac summer been?
Okay, well, our third friend
went
through an intense heartbreak to start off the summer.
Yeah,
her boyfriend blindsided her. Breakup out of nowhere.
Why? Yeah.
Why did he break up?
Who did? He was having some mental issues.
That's what he said. And then jetted off to Europe. Yeah. And so she's been sad girl summer. It's not been hot girl summer for her.
Yeah.
Has she dragged you guys into it? Like, is she the one that ends your night early?
It's no.
Like,
I just wanna go.
No. She's the one trying to get out there.
She's
true, but
now.
She's not ready to meet any people then. So she just wants
got
to.
Got very serious.
Yeah.
She's like, no. She's not. She's not.
Gotcha.
It's different. She's going through her thing.
Yeah. She's going through her thing, but she's also making the most of it for
that's
us.
Good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So is dating dead in NYC then?
From my limited experience, I would say...
You've been here a month.
Okay.
You've been here 1 month.
I will say anywhere else, best I've ever been. I've lived in Colorado and California, and the dating experiences have been so much more positive there.
Because they all have cars.
Yeah.
That's
you know why?
True.
Because yeah. And you're going to hate what I'm going to say right now.
Okay.
In Colorado, you're the only thing they have to do that day. In New York, you are the fifth thing.
Yeah.
The fifth thing.
But I don't want to be the fifth.
No.
I want to be the first.
So
move
like
back
first.
To Denver, Grace. Seriously.
Okay. But half the... I mean,
I'm not asking to be taken out. I'm asking for a walk.
A walk in,
a walk
the,
in
park.
The park. That's
yeah,
all
that's
I'm
it.
Asking.
Anyways. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Third friend. Okay.
Third friend. I'm so sorry.
Give her this. What's your name?
My name's Madison.
Madison, sit down over here for a second. Madison, you know, they've said that hot vac, they're calling this hot vac summer. They say this is summer, everyone's, you know, out of the house, everyone's hooking up. Has this lived up to hot vac summer? Oh, you're the one that got broken up with.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, did I just blow up your spot? I mean, you're the one that seems like you got broken up with. Wow.
I think that's
way worse.
Worse.
Yeah,
no.
You,
worse.
Hey,
you're the
you
one that looks
lovely
like,
this evening.
Thank
good
you.
To meet
you're
you.
The one that looks like love slides off of you. No, even worse. In the word. Happiness will happen for you and to yours.
Thank you.
So this year has not lived up to hot back summer.
Honestly, I think we've had some moments where it's been pretty hot back summer.
Explain.
Well, we were in LA for a while, and that was really fun.
How is hot back summer in New York versus LA?
There is something there. Just be careful.
I think it depends on who you know in both places. And I think in New York, it depends really who you know. So you can go to like the coolest spots. I don't know. I feel like you have to get like, there's so much involved in like going out.
Yeah.
It's like, if you want to go to the best places, you have to have like a promoter or something. And there's a lot more entail.
Okay, but we had great luck in LA.
Yeah.
Though. We did.
What happened in LA?
In LA, things just happen. We got
like
we rode with like older men, and they hooked it up for us.
Like what? What'd they do? With
they
these older
guys,
men and how
old
older
men?
We're talking 50s
old
and a 7-year-old as well.
A 50, a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
And when how'd they hook it up? What'd they?
I mean, they got us into different like VIP areas in certain
clubs. Oh, yeah, you guys are just in the wrong neighborhood. Go to 23rd Street.
Yeah.
And some guy will do that for. Go down to Wall Street.
Yeah.
I also think they genuinely thought they were your daughters.
Are you guys related?
Madison?
To get into the VIP places, we did that ourselves. We were like shopping around in Melrose, and this person who owns like all the clubs in LA, like the hot clubs in LA, was just like, pull up. So. And I think there's less clubs there, so it's like easier to find like the places to go.
So you're saying that hot vac summer in Los Angeles happening, hot vac summer in New York not happening.
It's not happening.
Yeah. Yeah. What does that mean?
I'd say the men are the problem here.
The men are the problem.
It's a men's
so
summer.
What you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in talking to guys out here, it seems like there's so many people. There's so many people at the park. There's so many people around. Why are not a whole bunch of guys talking to you guys?
Well, I
you
feel
tell
like there's,
us. Like,
there's so many people that it's hard to find the right ones or the good ones.
Yeah.
What is the good one?
What's a good one? What makes a good one?
Well, it just depends on like what you're into. Like if like
not
if you're
a creep,
not a creep. It just kind of depends.
Down. Yeah. Like down for you to like and to make plans in person.
I'm really stressing that one.
Honestly, though, like, obviously, they've told you I just got broken up with. I found one, but it ended. So now I'm back on the market.
Okay.
How's the market been?
How's the market?
It's rough.
Well, it's rough.
She's been window shopping more, I think.
It's
I don't
a
know.
Buyer's market.
I already bought, and
you had to return.
You're ready to lease now. You're ready to lease with an option to renew.
I was returned.
Yeah. Are you like trying to Airbnb relationships now, or it's like just one nights? Like what is happening?
She's trying she's trying to lease a Buick LaCrosse. Okay, and she's putting money into it and deciding whether she wants to buy it after 5 years.
You've
already accrued interest in the car, correct?
I feel like there's a lot of references there that I didn't understand.
Now the car itself has a low APR, which is something that you really want to like
it's
get
like the credit
in.
Default swaps
exactly
of,
exactly
right
it's
now,
really
you're
like
putting
you're,
money in
you're paying a lot but really
is this a car podcast undercover
the interest before you pay off
welcome back to wheels on wheels
podcast. The deals on wheels, what's the deal with the wheels?
Hey, I think we're good, thank you so much. Are you from New York originally?
So I originally was from here, but I was living in Arizona for the last 3 years. So this is my first time actually back in the city.
Oh, well, so this year, they've been calling it hot vac summer. They've been saying that people are out of their houses, they're ready to go and hook up. How has that title, Hot Vac Summer, lived up to its name?
I'm not too sure. But only reason I'm not sure is because I haven't really seen anybody really linking up, but I am paying attention to a lot of people out here today, which is essentially why I did come out here in the first place, because I like to people watch. Mm. I want to know how everyone's going back into society and stuff like that, so how it's meshing.
So what have you witnessed?
Yeah.
People are a lot more friendly than I expected. Like, people are more interactive than what I've seen before.
Are they hooking up? That's the question. Is there a sexual energy that you're feeling in the park?
I definitely see it among the men. Ooh. Not even gonna lie.
The men, not the women.
I haven't seen any of the women, but they're giving off this very, like, I want the attention, but I don't want you to know I want the attention.
Got it. And the guys are giving off more of a sexual energy?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow, that's territorial and creepy.
Why do you think that is?
I do feel like a lot of the lockdown, you know, there was no real human interaction, and instinctively men are, you know, we chase after things. We're very prone to, you know what, I have needs. Let me get those cardinal needs taken care of. When you're locked down for a year, it's kind of like, I'm just staring at TVs, walls, can't really interact. Now that they're able to do things, they're definitely out and about.
Right, right.
So how has your resurgence into dating been?
I'm actually just not concerned.
What do you mean not concerned?
Does it mean just you're not dating, or?
Just not dating in general. Okay. Just because it's too much work now.
Gotta give your body a break. Yeah. Just been out here crushing.
The whole pandemic,
making babies, starting families,
leaving legacies. They call your penis the EGOT.
Yes, because EGOT. You got that Emmy, that Grammy, that Oscar, and boom, and then Tony, baby.
And then Tony Fauci. There you go.
So were you dating a lot beforehand, and then you stopped during Corona, or
like, what happened? Tell us your story.
I was actually in a relationship, and we were actually separated through the entire year because I was in the military.
Oh.
So I was handling that, but we were locked down too, so there was no real visitation.
When you say that, you mean Iraq?
No. I was actually in the States.
Oh, okay.
But we were locked down, and they have very, very strict, like, policies with people coming on base and going off base. Can't really see anybody. But since then, going back into, like, going home and everything, it was just like, being apart for so long kind of changed the dynamic in the household. Mm. It's like you can just feel it. It was weird. It just didn't feel like it used to.
What changed?
We became, instead of it being how it was where we were always with each other, being apart from each other gave us our own identities, which I feel was necessary because that wasn't established. And you start to see, like, you know what? There's certain things that I do enjoy that I don't get to do while I'm in this environment, and vice versa.
So it was mutual?
It's a mutual thing, and that's what's made it very interesting, is because everyone has finally gotten to the point where they're not codependent on people as much as they used to be. So it's like, you know what? I've found out so many things about myself that I didn't even know I had, or things that I like, things, interest, and it's kind of putting a damper on a relationship. Because when you're by yourself for an entire year, you care for yourself, you're doing for you.
And she felt the same way also being alone.
Yeah, and it's really weird. That's why it's just like, that's why I feel like, okay, the fact that we're on the same exact page about that, I know we were on the same page from the beginning.
What was that conversation like?
It mostly started out with, like, defending each other, like, ourselves. Like, it was an argument, obviously. Essentially, it was one of those, like, boundaries were getting crossed. And sticking up for yourself, you know, you've been by yourself for so long, you've developed that I love myself kind of thing, and you want to stand up for yourself. There's certain things that when you cross that line, it's not okay. Like for me, there's certain times where I might come across like rude because I'm from New York. I don't mean to do that, but when I talk, it sounds very like...
That's a pushy Jew. 1,000%.
So basically what you're saying is like, both of you being in isolation made you focus on yourselves individually. And of course that started with an argument, but are you guys friends now at this point?
We're still talking, and we're actually in a space where we want to eventually get back together, but work on ourselves first, just because the being by ourselves, jumping back into a relationship and seeing the things we don't like, we have to defeat that thing that creates that I can't think of the term, but almost creating like problematic situations from something that's like, well, I feel like that's disrespectful. Well, do you need to react to that like that? So that takes a little more deep diving. Right. And if you're not ready with yourself and you know for a fact there's things that get under your skin that much, you shouldn't be giving it that kind of energy.
So do you believe that dating is dead in NYC then?
No, because there's still people who like the old-fashioned way of dating. Going somewhere, meeting someone, and you guys just click. Like, there's people here I'm pretty sure just met by mutual interest, or someone that did something that sparked their interest. They're wearing something that they liked. They commented on it, and the conversation started, and it builds from there, because there's no way that's going to just die out.
All right, guys. We're here with Nana and Mel. Where are you guys from?
We're from Maryland, but we've been here for a couple weeks now in NYC.
What do you do? Why are you here?
We're here after graduating college. So we just graduated. I had a degree in graphic design, and Nana was...
I was a global studies major with a minor in anthropology. We're both artists, though.
Yeah, we're both artists and both broke. And
both
in
New York.
Unemployed. Unemployed and spending too much money in New York is what's happening.
Those are the majors of I'm going to marry a rich. Exactly. That's the only way. That is something you major in, knowing full well that you at most you need a 5-year runway.
Oh, no.
This is the time that you find out, you're like, you know what? I might like caviar.
That is so true.
Honestly, we are balling out on Daddy's card right now. Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? So talk to us about Daddy's card. What does that mean?
Okay, so I have had essentially very bad father figure, but I recently, by some twist of fate, the stars aligned, and I have his credit card now.
Oh.
And so he texted my aunt, and he was like, you know, she can use it for her expenses or whatever, probably because he felt guilty. So I'm like, I'm swiping carefully, but I'm swiping.
Nice.
I honestly thought you meant sugar daddy. I did not think you meant
your daddy. Story. No, we've tried that too, but
we did try that. Yeah.
Wait, are y'all dating or are y'all like
no,
friends?
No, we're dating.
Yeah, we've tried that and we've done that.
We aren't dating, but we do spend too much time together.
More than like people who are dating.
My parents do think we are dating. That is a thing.
I mean, you are dressed like the bride in the Panic at the Disco music video. Yeah.
No, you
wow,
like,
what a compliment. Thank you. That's amazing.
You were mentioning something about you did try to get a sugar daddy and that didn't work out.
Yes.
I wasn't in New York, though.
Explain it.
Yeah.
So, basically, we've been seeing all these TikToks about girls, you know, trying to have sugar daddies or whatever. So, Nana actually signed up first for this website. Seeking Arrangements? No, it's not that one.
It was What's Your Price?
What's Your Price?
Yes. What? There's a website called What's Your Price?
It's a pay-per-meet.
That's even more direct than Seeking Arrangement. Seeking Arrangement is like, hey, look, meet me in this back alley.
It's like LinkedIn.
It's like, oh, where'd I find him? On howmuch.edu.
No, it is a ridiculous thing.
I met him at cashforgold.com.
So Nana matched with this guy first on the website.
Yeah.
And was talking to him a little bit, and he seemed like he just kind of wanted to meet up and talk, so we were like, okay, well, let's just see how it goes.
Yeah.
And I ended up signing up too because she was like, oh, if you want to come with, he's like willing to meet with us both. So I signed up and we matched and we like did a joint date with this guy, and he paid us $250 to meet up with him.
Each?
Each.
And $250 and dinner?
Yeah, and dinner, yeah. But he was horribly boring to talk to. Yeah. Honestly, it was so it
honestly,
was so
it's probably
sad.
Because you guys have nothing in common.
Nothing in common whatsoever. Yeah.
He was like, yeah, and then Reagan was like.
What is a Ronald Reagan?
Oh my God. He was actually quite an incel. He was like, women are so mean to me. And I was like, well.
But he paid for $250 to be there.
Yeah, it was amazing.
You should have been more mean to him.
We should have been.
My dream is to be mean to a man for money, honestly.
Well, I have no money, and I want you to be super nice.
Okay, so they're calling this hot vax summer. They've been saying that because everyone's been locked up for the year.
Yeah.
Has it lived up to the name hot vax summer?
I would say yes. I don't like identify as an extrovert really, but I'm really enjoying like getting back out and just like being in like specifically really like queer spaces and being surrounded by that energy and like a lot of love, and everybody's fucking hot. So that's what it is.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're enjoying it. Yeah, we're like making out with strangers and grinding and whatnot. Yes, very good.
Grinding and making out.
Yeah, while we have been here, we've been to quite a few clubs.
So in your dating experience here, would you say that dating is dead in NYC?
I don't know about dead. I met so many people here, like already, like that I could probably get to know and start dating.
Like, just going out, like, people are so eager to talk to one another, like...
What is dating like in queer spaces right now?
Very open, like, very communicative. I've had really good experiences anywhere that I've gone.
I think that at first it's like very easy to get people's contacts and stuff like that, and then there's kind of like an unsure spot about a person's like maybe their sexuality or whether or not they'd actually want to meet up with you again. I'm an introvert, so I tend not to like really reach out. I definitely take it like wait for the other person to come first.
All right, guys, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Tyrese, you know, they've been calling this the hot vac summer. They've been saying that everyone's gonna come out and start hooking up because everyone's been inside for the past year. Has this summer lived up to that name?
I believe so. I mean, you know, especially the youngins, you know, all they want to do was hump.
Yeah.
What about
so
you?
So true.
Take the youngins out of the equation.
What about me? I'm too old for that shit.
You know, for humping?
I'm too old, right, to be humping.
Really?
Cause I don't want to be humping.
I'm too old. I got to be investing. Okay, that's what.
Right, exactly.
The 80s and 90s had the best hump music.
Yeah.
It did, and that's when I was was humping. Right. I don't want to hump now.
No. I got you.
What changed?
Age, I guess. I feel like, you know, you get older and you just want different things. You don't want the same thing, you know? I've been around the block a few times.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what are you looking for now?
Right now, I'm looking for, you know, my person.
How hard is that, finding, like, a long-term relationship in this current dating environment?
Like, in New York?
Yeah. It's shitty. Ooh, why? Boy.
I feel like it's hard because everybody still want to be, they want to play. Nobody knows everybody. Yes, exactly.
Look, want to talk. You're getting in here.
Everyone knows everyone, literally.
It's a very small city.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
It's
exactly.
The biggest tiny town.
Yeah, it
exactly,
really is.
Exactly.
So by the time you're looking for somebody, everybody else already done found them.
Yeah.
Or they know everybody that you done been with.
Also, exactly. Everyone, I was talking to the other girls that were here, they were coming in from like somewhere in the Midwest or something. And we're talking about how everywhere else, in Colorado, you date in Colorado, you're the only thing that guy's thinking about all day. That guy has nothing else going on because it's fucking Denver. Nothing else is going on. Here, everyone's got 50 other things. You're one
right.
thing.
Not
out
only
of,
that, I feel like you have 50 other distractions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everyone's got eight people they're talking to before getting to the date, and they're weighing you against the entire.
It's just way too many options. That's how I feel.
And New Yorkers notoriously don't have, like, there's not that many New Yorkers with cars.
Yeah.
So you get to see the options that you could have every day.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, in a small town, you're driving back and forth to your person's place. Yeah. That's it.
That's true.
You see no one walking around. Everyone is pretty hot in the city.
Right.
Even the ugly people are pretty hot.
You're going to be at Walmart being like, oh, it's hella pickings in Walmart right now.
Yeah,
you're going to be on the L train here like, could I do better?
Have you ever been to Chattanooga? We've been to Chattanooga.
I swiped through all of Chattanooga's Bumble in one day.
Yeah. Tennessee, ain't no tens I see in that entire dang state.
I feel like down there, it's more like, when you down there, it's more like a settled life. Like, you know, you meet somebody, you get married, you have kids, and that's just what it is. Here, it's like, you meet somebody, you have a baby with him, and then you have a baby with somebody else, and then you have
everybody we met in Chattanooga had new Friday plans.
Or you have the baby first, and then you meet the one that you're supposed to be with. That shit is crazy.
And then that person's got to decide, do I take on this baby?
Right.
It's not my baby.
Exactly.
Because, maybe in New York City, a baby's the only way to lock somebody down.
Thank you.
Not all the time.
Not all the time.
Because if that's the case, you wouldn't have all these single mamas.
That's true. But, like, here's the thing, right? It's like everybody got options, and it's hard. Your options drop once you have a kid.
What the fuck that means? Hold on. Listen, hold on. Okay. I'm a MILF, okay?
Oh,
I'm a mom that you would like to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to. Not even like, but what I'm saying is
I would break promises to hump.
I would stop
talking to close family members.
I would give you up for Lent. Just so I can get you back.
Washington Square Park closes at 12 midnight. Please start getting your belongings and start making your way to the exits.
But
that's great. That's crazy that I didn't know they closed the park down at midnight.
What I will say is having a kid in New York City is a lot like having a dog, in that at the end of the day, you still have to go home and make sure that kid's okay.
Every 6 hours, you got to check on this.
Exactly. That's true.
So it's not necessarily that your pickings go down, it's that your obligations go up.
How has it gotten? It's gotten worse, or has it stayed the same since Corona? As far as trying to date seriously in the city?
it might have gotten easier because now it's like people had nothing but time on their hands. So it's like they was meeting people, doing, you know, Grindr, Facebook dating app.
The Facebook dating app is psychotic. Are you kidding me? I don't want everyone knowing. The best part about Facebook is that it's not a dating app.
Are you on any of the apps?
I think the last one I was on was Facebook.
Okay. How was that?
It was interesting. You know, guys, you know, they try to holler and stuff like that. And then it starts to go left.
Got you.
It always goes left.
What happens?
I mean, either they asking for nudes or they want to send you nudes. Or I got one that was like, he wanted me to be a baby, like his baby or something like that. Yeah, some crazy shit.
Oh. Sugar
baby. Yeah, like a little baby.
Hey. Oh, wait, sugar baby or to put a diaper on? Or is he paying for your steak? That's two different kinds of babies.
I'm trying to be somebody woman. I ain't got time to be nobody baby, okay?
Yeah. Sugar woman.
Right.
We'll talk later. You ever hear something and you go, that's white people shit.
Uh-huh.
And then when you hear that it wasn't a white person, you're more shocked.
Right.
When someone's like, yo, I want you to be my baby. You're like, ugh. And then you go, that's some white person. That's some white person shit.
That's some white person shit, right.
And then you I look a woman in the eye.
What's wrong with this man?
Right.
All
right,
last question.
Yeah. Do you think dating is dead in NYC?
I don't think it's dead. I think it needs to be better than what it is now. I feel like, you know, nowadays people don't want to get to know you. It's like immediately straight to the bed. Let's go home. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like you should get to know people because you never know. Like, even if it don't work out in the bedroom, it might work out as a friendship or whatever, you know?
Some of the best people, the best friends you have tend to be the ones that you've been inside once or twice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you know, because you literally know, you know them. You know, because you know what, there's a difference in conversation when you're both naked.
Yeah.
That you have, because everyone, listen, if you're having sex in a bed, then that means that you're, there's at least an hour probably of non-sex stuff where you're just sitting there nude. And that's when the best conversations usually, you know, you learn more.
Because you're so vulnerable. You're
naked. Yeah. You're making close eye contact.
Right.
Like exactly.
Like it's freaking, like it's Titanic.
I will say this. 40% of my friends I've seen naked. Like my best friend, like my best lady friends.
Oh.
Like, you seen them naked?
Seen them naked. We've had
I feel like that's true. That's a fact.
Something's happened.
That's a fact.
And then I've been like, you know what? Friendship.
Yeah, we don't. Now you don't went into the friend zone.
Because it's also comfortable at that point also. Yeah, like, you know, there's like, you know, they're also, you know, they're not creepy.
And not only that, and you know, like, they could be my friend.
And then, but then we'll say the other part of this is that there's so many people who you hook up with that you never speak with again.
Yeah.
So it's the people that you hook up with and keep in, talking to, that means that there's like a, they did a good job.
Exactly.
They vetted. Okay.
So maybe it's not a hot back summer. Maybe it's a hot friend summer.
Thank you.
Right.
We don't need to be humping. We need to be asking, how are you doing? What can we do to lift each other up?
Interests?
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, we gotta, I mean, you know, we could do that later, but, you know, just, you know, try to.
Who knows?
Exactly. Have a little interest.
Right. I'm not going to have sex with anybody until I know their mother's maiden name.
Thank you.
I want to know your credit score. Right.
I want to know your credit score. I want to know the last time you cried.
Oh. Oh, you credit score out of somebody time. Off the last time they've cried.
Oh, yeah.
How has your hot vac summer been, Drex?
My hot vac summer has been really cold, to be honest. See, I'm vaxxed.
And you're waxed.
But it's been raining, and I've been complaining, okay? Let me tell you something. Honestly, it's also been the busiest summer for me, like, comedically.
Because everything's opened back up again.
Everything's opened back up. And there's so much to do, and I want to do it. And I don't know if I have a whole bunch of time to add a whole bunch of people to that.
You know what? I'm wondering also if just the fact that everything's opened up again and people, like, are really back to work and back to living their lives, if that's another reason why people potentially aren't as promiscuous as they were promising they were going to be.
Yeah.
Promising is such a weird word, but I really feel like everyone was like, this year, I swear to God, you can kill my mom if I don't, because that is how sure I am. They like cut their hand and they're like, blood pact. Okay, we're gonna be so fucking slutty this year. And then open up and they're like, oh yeah, wait, I gotta go back to work. I gotta not just be collecting unemployment.
I think it was so much easier to say we were gonna be hot vaxxing out here when we were all at home and there was nothing to do.
Also, everyone gained like 15 pounds, so everyone's like a little bit more lethargic.
Yeah.
Everyone's knees hurt a little bit more. Everyone's got lower back pain now because it's sitting in Zooms. It's hard to be slutty when you have to get on a chirp wheel.
Hot vax and orthopedics.
Ha! It's Hot Facts Orthopedic Summer, baby.
What a fun episode it's been. If you guys enjoyed this episode, come out and watch us at Central Park every Saturday at 7:30 with our live brass band, Brass Queens.
And if you liked the episodes, you know, tell us what you want to hear. Like, subscribe to us on all the platforms, and follow us on Instagram. Message us, comment on our pictures. I guarantee you we're the ones that look at it. And if you have something you want to hear on this episode, if you're something New York-based that you want to hear on this episode, please let us know.
Also, if you have a cool New York job and you want to talk about it on the podcast, reach out.
You got free food?
Yeah.
Reach out.
Reach out.
Hot merch?
B&H photo?
You go to B&H.
You reach out. All right.
They're not even the sponsors this weekend. We're throwing them.
We're throwing them in. We're throwing bones at B&H. All
right. See you guys.
Bye. NYC is Dead is a production of Embassy Row. Our executive producers are Julia Cassidy, Eden Sudley, Anna Marie Johnson, and Leslie King. This episode was produced by us, Drexen Clemens and Eitan Levine, a.k.a. the Pastrami Boys. This show is edited by Maureen Begas.
You can follow us on Instagram at thisguydrex, at Eitan the Goalie, and at NYC is Dead Podcast. Or email the show at nycisdeadpodcast@gmail.com. See you next week.